After an incredible regular season, the Commerce Tigers advance to the playoffs tonight versus the Argyle Eagles. Welcome to the highlights. I'm Matt Minky. On their first drive of the game, Argyle meticulously worked down to the Tigers' goal line and beyond.
Again, the T formation, give it to Chad Basso, hole up the middle, dives across the goal line, touchdown, Argyle Eagles.
Argyle leading Commerce 7-0 just minutes into this match. Commerce did have a huge play by their star player Buck Wilson on their first possession.
Sam Wells in the shotgun has Buck Wilson in motion. Hands it to Buck Wilson, going wide to the far side. Wilson has some room to run at the 50. He cuts it back to the center of the field. Now back to the sideline at the 30. At the 20, dodges a tackler at the 15. He's at the 10. He stumbles down to the 6-yard line of Argyle. What a run by Buck Wilson.
Woo! Electrifying legs out there underneath Buck Wilson.
But in the face of the ravenous Eagles' defense, the Tigers were forced to try for three.
The ball is down. The kick is on the way. It's certainly long enough. It hits the upright. Oh, my goodness. Hits the right upright and bounces back into the end zone. So no good. And the Tigers do not convert.
Later, with a minute and a half left in the quarter, Argyle struck again.
Argyle up to the line on second down and 5. Two men to the far side, one to the near side. Audi pump fakes, then gives it to Evelis, spinning at the goal line. Touchdown.
Argyle Eagles with a hearty 14-point lead over Commerce late in the first. Then in the last seconds of the opening quarter, Argyle decided they wanted to experience that whole touchdown thing again.
Argyle will go from the T formation. Single wide out to the near side. Running play, Chad Basso takes the handoff. Big hole over the left side. He scores standing up.
0-21, Argyle on top. In the second quarter of this game, Commerce continued to have the playoff jitters, struggling to convert and unable to hold on to the ball, which propped Argyle right back into scoring position.
The T formation with two tight ends. Austin Onney. Hands off. Chad Basso, big guy, plows over the goal line for the touchdown.
The Eagles blanking Commerce by 28 points with 10 minutes left in the first half. With a huge lead like that, look, there's no way the Eagles would pull any crazy tricks on the following kickoff. I mean, right?
Here's an onside kick attempt. Oh, mercy. Argyle apparently comes up with the football at the Commerce 29-yard line.
And it only took a few plays before the Argyle end zone celebrations began again.
Onney from the shotgun, looking left, has lots of time. Now stepping up and scrambling, passing, has his man, Adam Kahn, makes the catch at the 2-yard line and strolls into the end zone for the touchdown.
Commerce 0, Argyle 35. The Eagles of Argyle just would not get their talons off the pigskin in this first half.
Now here's a draw play. Tyler Evelith, big hole over the right side. And he's into the end zone. Touchdown for Argyle.
That brought the score to 42-0 with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. And this first half continued to be all Argyle, and the Eagles scored on yet another possession in the final seconds of the half.
Line of scrimmage is the 11-yard line. Austin Audi on the handoff to Ian Sadler, and Sadler taking the handoff. He was in motion, turns it upfield. He's at the goal line, and it's touchdown Argyle once again.
At halftime, Commerce 0, Argyle 49. Early in the third quarter, Commerce found it high time to break their goose egg and put some points on the board.
Tigers from the spread. Sam Wells, 5 yards deep behind Marcus Cantera, bobbles the snap. Still trying to pick it up. Now running to his left, passing over the middle for Buck Wilson. Makes the catch, still on his feet at the 50. It's a foot race. Wilson at the 40, at the 30, at the 20 to the far side, at the 10. Touchdown, Tigers!
Commerce not getting blown out of this one. 7 points to Argyle's 49. Then with 7:47 to go in the third, the Commerce D was able to hold Argyle to a field goal attempt.
And this one is from 37 yards, and it is wide left.
No points for the Eagles for a change. And the action was slow and deliberate for the duration of this game. Argyle was more than happy to wait it out and take a win, and Commerce just unable to muster a comeback in tonight's game. The final score, Commerce 7, Argyle 49. That loss eliminates Commerce from their first playoff run in years. Showed some great potential this season, and really looking forward to seeing what the Commerce Tigers can put together for next year. And it's great to see the Commerce Tigers kind of back on the map as far as high school football goes here in this area. Been a real thrill to go through this Commerce Tigers football season, bringing you the highlights. I'm Matt Menke. Thank you so much for listening.